go through.
We will. The Tosafim on starting with Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. So I want to just remind you, I think after the way we set that things up in Shir yesterday, I think it makes Tosfos pretty straightforward and pretty simple. Tosfos, Dibor Ma'aschal Aval Sivas Einava Haragu B'davaracha Ima Nishkel Mimenu Mamona V'niktalei. Now, if you actually look at our Gemara, if you look at our Gemara, that's actually not our Girsa. What is the Girsa in our Gemara? Right, there's no mention of Niktalei. What is the benefit of a Girsa Nishkol Mimenu Mamona? What's that? Well, no, what's ambiguous about? What could Nishkol Mimenu Mamona mean? Right. In other words, Nishkol Mimenu Mamona could be read as so that we will allow him as a kofar, we won't kill him, or Nishkol Mimenu V'niktalei. Now, what problem? That's the ambiguity. If you leave out the word V'niktalei, what problem does that solve?
Why is it switching?
Correct. And that's why is it switching? The discussion from the top of almost the top of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis until you get to this point in the Gemara with the Tana de Bei, even with the Tana de Bei Chizkiya, could still be constrained to the question of kofar, the question of pidyon. But now the Gemara drags it back into the realm of kamlei b'drabamine. But if you take out the word v'niktalei, or if you don't have the word v'niktalei, so then all of a sudden you can still read the Gemara as dealing with pidyon rather than kamlei b'drabamine. But Tosfos does have the girsa. And so the problem that Tosfos now has to address is, how does that fit in the Gemara? And they're really, the primary issue that motivates Tosfos actually is not really the Gemara's transition. I assume all of you, I asked you to start with this Tosfos. What is the primary issue that bothers Tosfos? And that will explain how both Terutzim are somewhat limited but solve the problem. In other words, both Terutzim acknowledge that the Gemara has transitioned to Kamlei B'Drabamine, if you have the Girsa V'Niktalei. But there's a different problem that's solved by both answers of Tosfos. And what is that? It's not about transition. Let's read the Tosfos. Who has seen this Tosfos so far? All right, hello, can I ask you to chime in? That was somewhere to find out who hasn't read it. I can ask to read without putting it on the spot. Okay, go ahead. Okay. Therefore, the outcome is Lahachi. Okay. Therefore, the pasuk of Kolcherem patters a person with Kamei b'Drabamine, not only in a case where you poke out his eye and kill him by doing that, but if you poke out his eye and kill him at the same time, so still, you are patur because of the extra pasuk of kol cheren. Okay, so that's how Tosfos reads the Gemara. As awkward as the transition may be, Tosfos is sensitive to the fact that the Gemara is in fact making such a transition. Okay. Okay. So, what's Tosfos' question exactly? Like, we know this already. We know the Gemara has transitioned from Pidyon to Kamei B'Drabamine. So, what is the Gemara's question? What is Tosfos' question? Right? You can understand, in other words, What is bothering specifically Tosfos about the Gemara's usage here? You've already acknowledged that the Gemara's transition, but that's not Tosfos' question. Zach?
We're trying to talk with him, and it's clear that he's not talking about.
Right, when you look at the words in the Braisa, Rabbi Yishmael says that he's talking explicitly about Kofar. He's explicitly talking about Kofar when he evokes Kol Chayim. So to say that the case that Rabbi Yishmael ultimately would be adding is a case of Kamei B'Drabamine, it makes no sense. Right? Not because the Gemara can't equate, can't link the two in some way, not because the Gemara's transition is awkward because we're switching back to Chol Merneh, but because Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha says something else. He says that Kol Chayrem is to teach you within and Kofar. So what we were doing in the Gemara initially, the teretz of the Gemara, Derech Aliyah, Derech Yerida, was to say, within Derech Aliyah, Derech Yerida, there's no din of Kofar. Even by Derech Yerida, you can't take Kofar. But now the Gemara wants to turn around and say that the purpose of Kol Chayrem is not to tell you a case in which you can't take a Kofar, you can't take a pigeon, but rather to teach you that you say, Kam Levi D'Rabim Yinei in a certain case. And that doesn't make any sense, because that's not what Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rechem Rocha clearly was using it for. That's very, very clear. So now, Tosus the Rash, so that's the Kasha. So the first possible answer is Rishema. So what is that teretz there? Vishema ilulo nemar ka'amar kada'ashukhan resh perek nemar din. In order, I assume some of you figured this out. I'm sure that some of you looked at this Tosos and just were scratching your heads, what in God's name do these words mean? Right? How many of you first glance at Tosos, you didn't understand exactly what Tosos is even driving at? Okay? I think that's all of you. With a little more experience, even without having seen this Tosos before, you realize what crucial thing do you need in order to understand this Teretz? Say it louder, Zach.
Quotations.
Ilu lo nemar should be in quotes. Maybe this is a drasha of ilu lo nemar. In other words, and now, what does that mean? Yeah. Zach? Mati?
It means that he's saying it. The thing is that the three pesukim would have made sense if we had used them for Derech Aliyah, Derech Yerida, but because the problem is the hekesh of Tanan deBechizkiah, so that makes one of those unnecessary, because Yerida and Aliyah are connected now. So he's saying in Ilu Lo Nemar, that hekesh, Tanan deBechizkiah, so that...
Excellent. In Ilu Lo Nemar is when the Gemara quotes a drasha for something, and we say that we can learn that din from somewhere else. So that could be an Inlo Nemar. It means if we hadn't had the other drasha, this is the way we would have read the pasuk. Of course, now that we have another drasha, presumably we do something else with it. So Tosfos says, maybe this is an example of an Inlo Nemar. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan Baruch says that from Kol Chayrem you learn whatever the extra din that you learn. And if, in fact, we didn't have the pasuk of... we didn't have the Hekesh of Tana de Bechizkiah, then Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher said we could have learned that din from there. Now that we have the Hekesh, the Derech Aliyah and Derech Yerida have the same din, the same din b'mezid, same din b'mezid, so now we can use that pasuk for something else. It's a little dachuk, that's why the Rashba doesn't like this answer. Right, but that's what Tosa says. The Shema, open quote, ilu nemar, close quote, kamar. Maybe this is an ilu nemar case. And he says, he quotes an example where the Gemara says this beferish in Sanhedrin, and Tosa says of a kama duchta. Many other places, which he doesn't name. Okay, but now, the second answer, Tosos. Go ahead. Okay. So one second. So what's the teretz then? Okay. So you could say that then what is the Gemara saying? What's the Gemara's kasha? All right. So you say that Rabbi Yishmael doesn't hold a ton of the Bechizkiah. Therefore, what? Therefore, Rabbi Yishmael needs the pasuk to actually teach you that you may not take kofar even mederech yerida. If that's the case, then the pasuk's not extra, and what's the Gemara's kasha? What do we? If we hold like Tana de Bechizkiah, what do we do with that extra pasuk? Not what does Rabbi Yishmael do with it. Now, once you say that, then the solution is that now you understand how is Tosus answered his first question. Because in Echanami, Rabbi Yishmael is, we're not, the Gemara's not saying that Rabbi Yishmael learns from that Kam Leib the Rabba Mine by whatever complicated case. What we're saying is that Rabbi Shmuel Echnami, he doesn't hold a ton of the Bechizkiah. He needs the pasuk exactly for the purposes of pidyon, that you can't take a pidyon when it comes to a rotzeach b'meizid derech yerida. But we, who do hold a ton of the Bechizkiah, what will we do with that pasuk? So we'll learn We'll learn something else from it. We'll learn Kam Leid Rabbi Nick. In other words, the question that Tosis is bothered by is not a logical transition question in the Gemara, but it's a textual question. Rabbi Yishmael says X, and according to the Teretz of the Gemara, it seems that he doesn't mean X when he says X. The first answer of Tosis is, well, he wasn't saying X. He was saying, if I didn't know that, I would have read it as X. Now, of course, that we have the Tanakh Yechezkel, I wouldn't read it as X. The second text that Rashba says is Rabbi Yishmael said X, and he means X. And that's all he means. And end of discussion. He doesn't have Tanah Bechizkiah. We, the Gemara are asking, we who have Tanah Bechizkiah, what do we do with the extra pasuk since we clearly don't need it for what Rabbi Yishmael needs it? Yes, Ak.
Chizkiah came after Rabbi Yishmael, right? Chizkiah was a later
time. Well, it's a Tanah Bechizkiah. I don't think that it's Chizkiah's out, but it's a Braisa. The Gemara is not bothered by by synchrony here. How many of the Tana do I know which of the Tanaim really held the Tana of the Bechizkiah?
No.
Right? A Tana of the Bechizkiah is on some level a late. You might reasonably be looking at it as a late Brisa. Relatively late in terms of scope. But it's post, you never know how late it is, right? Again, it's not Chizkiah. Chizkiah was Rabbi Yochanan's Rabbi, so he's like in that in between generation. Like he might be first generation Amorai. But the Tana of the Bechizkiah is probably a collection of brises. So we can't really date them, and we can't date them relative. But the Gemara, both the Baal and the Yushalmi seem to take this as kind of a given. Like Tana Bechizkiah is not correct, but seems to be a dominant opinion, right or wrong.
Right.
And so the question.
He doesn't hold it, disagree fundamentally.
He never even heard of it. Okay. Which is good enough for our purposes. So that could be, but now Tosus is not concerned with the synchrony questions. So now Tosus makes an interesting observation. What problem does this solve a little bit? V'hadamar. Hakesha lamali. No. So Elaman did Lesle, the one who doesn't have Tanah Bechizkiah. So what do you need the Hekesh for? So that's what the Gemara in Sanhedrin comments. So Tosus just says, and this is not really part of our answer. This is not addressing Tosus' question. It's just pointing out a side benefit that emerges from identifying the fact that Rabbi Yishmael ben Osha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka does not hold of the drasha of Tanah Bechizkiah. So Tosus says. So we now solve the case of missing identity. The case of missing identity is, you want to know who the man damar, who holds the Tana de Bechizkiah? Tana de Bechizkiah. We have a brisa that says that. Who was the man damar who doesn't hold that way? Which Tana doesn't hold that way? It's just Rabbi Yishmael, but it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Now Tosus has one last comment. Right, and as Rabba could have gotten around the problem a different way. How do we solve the problem for Rabba? For Rav Ashi says that what you need the extra word kol chayrem is to teach you kam lebe de rab mnei by knas. But if Rabba doesn't hold of kam lebe de rab mnei by knas, what is he going to do? So really, in order to solve the Rabba problem, what do you need to do in principle? Methodologically speaking, to solve the problem for Rabba, what do you need to do? You need to take out one of these psukim from the equation. In other words, Rav Ashi said, because we have three psukim, we have one for Mises Kalas, one for Mises Chamuras, and then we have one for Knas and Misa. But if Rabba holds that Knas and Misa, you don't say Kam Lebed Rav Mine, so obviously he doesn't have the pasuk of that. So how do you solve the problem for Rabba? What do you do? What do you have to do? What kind of a Tana do you have to find? A Tana who uses one of these three psukim for something totally different. The Gemara's solution was, so therefore you're left with only two psukim, one for Mises Chamuros, one for Mises Kalos. The Gemara's suggestion was, he holds like the Tanakama of Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya, who said that Kol Cherem HaSheyach Rabban HaAdam Lo Yipadem Mos Yimas, is talking about someone who is Orech, someone who is Yotze Lamos, and that there's no din of Arachan once a person is Chayav Misa, despite the fact that Arachan is a fixed value. So that Tana doesn't, has Cherem, is teaches you the din of arachin. Kol cherem and velo sichu kofer teach you the din of misa kala, misa hamura, and we're done. Right? Pretty straightforward. Tosa says there's another solution now. If Rabbi Yishmael doesn't hold the ton of the Bechizkiya, so once again, you don't have an extra pasuk anymore. One pasuk teaches you Mises Kalos, one pasuk teaches you Mises Chamuros, and one pasuk teaches you Harago B'derech Yirida. And therefore, you don't have an extra pasuk to teach you that a person, that you say, Kamle B'derabamine, by Knas, and therefore, there is no Kamle B'derabamine by Knas. By Knas, you pay and you die. That was so. Methodologically speaking, what Tosis is pointing out is that all you need to do is find another need for one of these psukim. So the Gemara did it one way, and Tosis says once we observe that Rabbi Yishmael does it the other way, so then that provides another solution to the problem. Mati?
Does the Gemara sometimes will like say that, oh, it could be like this person, Enam, this person.
And you buy Sema, right?
So is it a weakness in the answer?
Yeah. Yeah, what's the weakness in the Rashba's Teretz? More than that. You're right, Matthew, you're correct. You're 100% correct. But more than that, I think that there's a there's sort of a weakness in the answer. What's that? Well, that's one point. Iboy Sam, I granted that.
Before you... Yeah, even if you're going to choose one, we're talking about... We said at first...
I don't know. More than that, okay. You're engaged in a game, which the Gemara think was. If you ask me, by the way, I'd rather hold like the Chachamim of Hanani ben Akavya than hold like the Das Yochid of Yishmael ben Asher Rechem and Broka. I could play this game either. I could say why did the Gemara choose, but I think from a different perspective, why is the Rashba's reading not the obvious reading? I think that's a better way of putting it. Why is this reading not the obvious reading? Let's see back. Why? Just registered. Okay.
Does it depend on the Ella?
I didn't factor that back in. That's not what I was going to say it depends upon. I want to think about your suggestion right now. Just the transition of the sugya. Rava says, Hamidatane Berabi Shmuel Nafka, right? In other words, and then the Gemara turns around. You may be right, actually. You may be right. But from the Gemara, maybe it does depend upon that. It doesn't sound like the Gemara has said, okay, well, we don't hold the Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Broka. It sounds like the Gemara is just trying to put the final pieces in the puzzle. So Mati is suggesting that it depends upon the word Ella. And what would you say? Which way does it go? Which of the two Terutzim of Tosos? Tosos number one, that it's an Ilan lo Nemar, but it is Rabbi Yishmael Baruch Yerucham Broka. Teretz number two, that this is Ola Liba Tana Bechizkiya. Which would you say?
I think it's still the same opinion that you need the Ella. It's still Rabbi Yishmael, because we were saying what he said before is not actually what he does with the word. Rather, he does this with the word. But if you're saying it's a different opinion entirely, so now we're saying...
So I would have said the other way, which is making you think it's not mochach at all. And I'll tell you, I'm also thinking why I'm not sure the Ella.
Well, the
Gross and Tzion
in the Haggadah says...
Some don't have it, right?
No, I'm just saying, he says that the Rashba would need to say that there is no Ella.
He says it that way.
I don't know if you care about that.
The question is the Cain Sarach Lomar, which one? Without the Ella or with the Ella?
The Ella Lisa.
I agree, but because of, but he says because of the Cain Sarach Lomar, the Rashba, he means without it. I mean, that, I agree. Yeah.
He's trying to say that Ella doesn't really appear there, and the Shkinim Betzer says it's got to be that for the Rashba.
Right. And yes, that is the way I wanted to say. That's not the way you said first, Mati. You said it the other way first. Ella means we're no longer working with it, Rabbi Yochanan ben Oshon ben Ochan Broka. You said it, I believe you said it the other way first, right? He's saying it the way, if now that I want to read it that way, I want to read the Hagosian that way, I think if you're transitioning out of Rabbi Yishmael ben Oshon ben Ochan Broka, I'll tell you why I think it's wrong anyway, but... out of that into, well, now we're just in the Tana Bechizkiya, we've given up on Rabbi Yishmael, the Ella makes more sense. the Ella makes more sense. Right? If you're staying within Rabbi Yishmael, then it's just Amar Rabbi Yochama, he's qualifying it further. Right. So I... No, maybe it is in the right place, actually. I tell you about it, it is in the right place. And so I think that it makes more sense. I think it makes more sense that this is where the transition point takes care of this. Rabbi asks Akasha against Rabbi Yishmael that it should have been derived from here. If you say Ella Amarami Barhama, okay, so we're not going... I mean, it's still... There's something not right about this. It's still a difficult...
We're rejecting what we thought before. Ella means we thought Kohen was going to be used for whatever Yishmael says he's using it for. Ella, that is rejecting it.
I agree. No, I agree. That's why I wanted to say that way. That's why I reacted the way into Mati's suggestion. There's something that still bothers me about this. In other words, the problem with the Rashba is that the Ikaris Chosar Min HaSefer. The Gemara should have said that Rabbi Yishmael. In other words, at some point it should have said that Barishmo Benosha Rochem Abroka less lay the ton of the Bechizkiya. And then should have said, you know, and Lanu, what do we do? Right, that part, in other words, the Ella part does, I don't think, captures that. Ella means that we tried a Teretz. We were trying to, again, I'd say the file, Ella suggests that the Teretz is a radically different Teretz. In fact, I would say further. You know, Ella means we initially read we want to say for Rabbi Yishmael ben Osha Bar Yochanan ben Broka that the din is a din in Pidyon. Ella, rather, but doesn't change the fact that we're still working within Rabbi Yishmael ben Osha Bar Yochanan ben Broka. Right, as the Ella is not enough to make the Rashba's reading. You're right. Ella moves in that direction, but it's insufficient. That's why I think it's difficult with the Rashba's reading. Okay. Anyway, and this is a case where I think it's more important to understand the Kasha than even the Teretz. And as we said yesterday in Shir, you can see that the juncture in the Sugya, the transition, is a little bit uneven. What's the solution to the problem? I don't know the solution to the problem, but methodologically, and I don't think it's going to solve the problem here. What should you be doing? What's that? Mati? Yeah, that's what I almost... There's a part of me that would like to be suspicious of that possibility. But I don't think there is one.
What's the problem that we're trying to...
The transition.
Oh, this transition.
Are you saying that you just think that they copied the case from another sugya when it wasn't appropriate here? Or, like, what do you mean by looking at...
Yeah, there is... In other words, looking at parallel sugyas might shed how... It's along those lines. Now, I don't know what exactly it would look like. I'd have to see it in front of me. So I'll tell you what I think might actually be going on here. Shua is going to, I hope, like this. Okay, because he was working on this. What is the kasha from in Tana de Bechizkiya fundamentally? Let me say it differently.
We didn't like the drashas from previous.
What's that?
We didn't like the mechalik before into further drashas.
Correct, but let's step back for a second. At some level, the whole part of the sugya, starting, where did things first go badly, in my opinion?
All the way in the beginning, yeah.
Correct. Why are in the beginning?
When we start talking about kofar.
Correct. Right? It's almost as if the entire piece about kofar is just a setup to talk about this. I told you we were going to be happy. You said something to me. I don't know if you said it quite the way I'm saying it now, but you were thinking about the question. I said, you're going to be happy, right? Because I finally the light bulb's gone off in my head. Right? In other words, it's almost as if the middle chunk of the sugya here is all there just as a setup for the last part.
Which, meaning, our Gemara basically just teaches, like, Aliva de... Who are we? Aliva at the end?
Town of the Bechizkiya...
Hey,
what's that?
It basically ends up leaving it. There's an important kinlay part of Sukkim that come out at the end of the Gemara.
Correct. Which the
Jews have to respond to the problem.
Correct. Now, what I would tell you, by the way, that would suggest the question is: in other words, the Gemara. What is our topic here? What's the topic of this sugya, guys?
Sugya.
How do you know that kumle is the topic of our sugya? Primary topic. Because that's what the Mishnah is talking about. And so the Gemara starts in talking about it. All of a sudden, it goes off, you know, on a joyride about the issue of lo sichu kof neshotech, the issue of pidyon. And we need to understand what was the Gemara's kash in the first place, right? It started by saying on the top of Lamazan and Beis, after it said, made a tzrichaso, why you need kidei rishaso and why you need velo yason, then the Gemara says, velo sichu kof neshotech lamali. And the Gemara answers, damar achmana lo sishka mena mamona. It's like, yeah, why did you think it was a question?
You sounds like the same game?
No, it doesn't at all. A kofar means, they call it a ransom or something like that. Obviously, when the Torah says, don't take a kofar, nefesh rotech, I would have thought that means that you don't make them pay money also. Just reading the pasuk.
Rashi seems to think
that
it's not
true. I understand.
It's
Gemara.
Like,
that's how the Gemara ties in. But the answer, the Gemara asked the Kash and immediately gives the answer that's so obvious that you're left wondering what was the question in the first place, right? So I think that so it's a very dachuk transition. It makes sense for the Gemara to put it more if the Gemara knows the ending. Now, what I would love to know, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't exist in any whole form that we can use. Were there another sugya somewhere? If there were, again, it wouldn't work perfectly, but if there were another sugya somewhere that had most of the discussion of kofar, it doesn't exist. I'm sure it doesn't exist. Has a discussion of kofar, and then ultimately somehow transitions out with an extra pasuk according to Tana de Bechizkiya, and now the solution to that problem is we use an extra word for kamlei b'de rabba minei. I just want to know, would there have been a way for the Gemara to get from A to B without having to go with C in the middle, I'm sorry, A to C without having to do B in the middle. But it's almost as if B, that's what Shua is suggesting, he's agreeing with me, or I'm agreeing with him, is that B is just the transition to get to C. We're really talking about Kamei D'Rabba Minei. We want to get to another case of Kamei D'Rabba Minei that we wouldn't have known until now. Namely, if you beat the heck out of a guy and you kill him at the same time. That you don't, what?
Does that end up being, what ends up happening, and also the next case has continues.
With the Knasen.
But basically, because we set up this issue with the steer of Reb Hanani ben Akiva, that if he understands Kol Chayim as talking about Lo Tikhu Kofar, there ends up being extra psukim.
Right.
And then we end up either having a shot of the Sima about blinding and killing, and also
or Knas.
And either way, it ends up being because we've established this issue of Lo Tikhu Kofar and Reb Hanani ben Akiva and how he would respond, that's how we get back to Kimlai.
Correct. Well, it's because now we have psukim.
So we certainly need to do Lo Tikhu Kofar, and we certainly need to do Kol Chayim. The parts in the middle about Nimsa Harag Shel Agla Rufa was important just because of which pasuk is extra. Teber Dam Hanaki is probably the really superfluous side.
Okay, but even why La'aretz Le'yichupar, right? In other words, I would love on some level, but it's not going to work. And if there were a sugya that dealt with kofar, and if you're interested in kofar, you start with lo sichu kofar, and then you get to v'la'aretz la'yichu pa'la damashu shubaba, and you get to v'atah tavar damaraki, and so on and so forth. And as you get to all of those, because they all relate to the issue, well, v'atah tavar anyway, we know, was extraneous for a different reason. But you get back to kol chayrim. Right. So the point is, you would discuss all those psukim as you talk about kofar. The upshot of the sugya is that, according to certain readings, you have an extra pasuk. How convenient that extra pasuk could be used for kamlei b'de rabba minei. But it's for that reason that the Gemara places the kofar discussion here. It would, if you say that was the motivation of the sugya in the first place, then the question of the awkward transitions disappear. You most certainly, by the way, and let me take a step further. Which pshat in Tosos almost certainly becomes the correct pshat? The first one or the Rashba?
He's saying that Kol Chayim can really be used.
Not for Rabbi Yishmael necessarily. In other words, the in-between, I would have said the other way, the in-between sugya is its own independent discussion. Rabbi Yishmael says what he says only in the sugya of Kofar. We have a particular issue. We have an agenda, but why is it that you have this awkward transition and we don't care what Rabbi Yishmael says in his words? Because we're not interested in Rabbi Yishmael Baruch Hashem Baruch Hashem. We're interested in our own agenda of Kamei D'Rabba Minei. All we need to pull out of the sugya of the proto-sugya of Kofar is the extra pasuk, so we can use it for our purposes. It's not a claim within the sugya of kofar, because that's sort of its own separate unit. That's what I would suggest. Moshe?
Yeah, the Mishnah seems to be like a little bit vague about what the purpose of the Imoli Yason is. The purpose is with the homicide Nacho and the Shali Mavon. Just anyone who is supposed to die does not pay money. And like under that, like Kofar could kind of fit in, because if you are homicide Nacho, you cannot pay money.
It is very, very clever what you're suggesting. I don't think it's correct, but it's very, very sharp. In other words, he's suggesting if you go back and read the Mishnah's formulation, except for the Pasuk, that's the problem, Moshe, and that's why I think you're not correct. He's suggesting the Mishnah says, Chol Mitzchayi B'Nasha in Mishal Mamon. That is ambiguous. It could either mean you don't pay Mamon, you don't also pay Mamon that you incurred in that, or in Mishal Mamon, you can't pay money to get out of the Misa.
Yeah, where is it?
I agree. The reason why what he's saying is so sharp but it's wrong is because the Pasuk quoted makes it impossible, right? The Pasuk makes the context clear. But reading alone, the Chol Mitzchayi B'Nafsho, Eina Mishali Mamon, if you could find me a Ksav Yad, Moshe, that didn't have the words, sorry, Sam, for looking at you, Ksav Yad Tafiomi. Okay, now we have a line of Lo Sakum Pamayim Tzara. Get you twice. But if you could find me the text of a Mishnah, Moshe, that doesn't have that Shenemar in it, then your point would be a much stronger point. Once you have the point, it's clear the Torah is saying, if there's no ason, you pay money. But no money. Right? In other words, that pasuk is clearly teaching you, come maybe the rabbi Mina in this case.
It does go to something similar to that. One, Ezra would love this idea. Two, what I said yesterday about how I wanted to like group all the psukim together, as all of them being that main idea of like punishing and not payment, and then like where they all fit in somehow.
Okay.
Nearly perfectly fit. Like that. How the Gemara would be confused, why they go to different places, and maybe you think it's kofar.
I like our suggestion today much better. I like this notion of fundamentally a sugya that's not related, except that it's being interpolated here to get to the punchline of the extra pasuk to use for kamay b'derab b'nei, which transitions to the next part. I think, to me, that's much more appealing. That may speak to my general proclivities. But I'm also, it's a very, very good suggestion, the Mishnah, but I think the pasuk makes it very difficult. Mati.
So if it's true that that's the whole agenda, so at the end of the day, what do? They just strengthen the position that knas does not...
Well, they firstly teach you the din that within kamay b'derab b'nei, even if it's two separate things, but it's simultaneous, that that you are potter. Right. In other words, what the Gemara is trying to do after it's established the two psukim of kamay b'derab b'nei, kirei v'shaso and mason yeh, then the Gemara wants to deal with what about the cases of knas? What about the cases of ayin v'nefesh? And using the in-between sugya of kofar is just a way to get you there, to pull out the extra pasuk.
Does this end up getting us related at all back to like Ravashi's?
Tosos does. I did ask you to do that, Tosos. Tosos in the bottom of Lamech Samad Aleph. Amar Ravashi, there's a mistake in our Tosos, by the way, asks exactly that kasha. Tosos says, I wasn't going to read this, but we'll read it now. Tema de mashma. The im harago v'kara shiroin diday, the mechayif. If in fact I kill someone and instead of knocking out his eye at the same time, I tear his garment, so it's mashma that you can't pater him. Lo mikra de lo yeh ason, v'lo mikra de nefesh tachas nefesh. Right, lo yeh ason is only when the mamon and the misa is the exact same action, exact same cause. Ayin v'nefesh tachas ayin that you don't say. Ayin v'nefesh tachas nefesh, the way Tosafot would say, you don't say. That's only when it's ayin v'nefesh. But what if it's mamon, right? What if it's separate mamon, and therefore you can't learn it from nefesh tachas nefesh? So then, why did she say? One second, let me. So I'm not sure. I have to think. Rethink about that second part. Why you can't learn from nefesh tachas nefesh? But he says if you can't, ula el pata ravashi should be zar shachal truma mishalov akar shiran shel chavera. So he's bothered by your question.
That our Gemara says
possible. Well, Our Gemara, if it's Ravashi talking, it seems to run, what would Ravashi's basis? In other words, what our Gemara has established, what is the Hava mean of the Gemara here? If you had to summarize in a nutshell, what is the Hava mean of the latter part of the Gemara within Kama V'Rabbune? Simultaneity does not automatically mean you're potter because of kamei b'drabimine. It really has to be the same action, not just simultaneous. So kamash malan, that you don't need to have the same action, even if it's just simultaneous, it's sufficient. But the caveat to that is you can't learn that from asonia because that only teaches you same action. And Tosus wants to claim you can't even learn it. Even you can't learn mamon v'nefesh from ayin v'nefesh. She doesn't really. I'm not sure why now. I thought I understood it the first time.
From this, if you ask a question on Ravashi, because our Gemara seems to have a limit directly against it.
Correct. In other words, there's no source. There's no source, according to Ravashi, there is no source.
Mamon and Guf attack.
Correct.
I don't understand the question. Isn't that better? Ravashi just holds up part of the din of Kamarari.
No, what Tosis is saying is that there's no makor for it according to Ravashi, according to the Sigya, because what the Gemara makes clear in its Havamina, and there's no reason to assume this changes Lamaskana, is that the Gemara's Havamina is that simultaneity should be really considered separate actions, and you should be chaya for both. The Maskana of the Gemara is that you can have Nefesh V'ayin ayin tachas ayin velo ayin v'nefesh tachas ayin, but that doesn't hold by mamon. Tosa says by mamon, presumably he just says velo mikra the ha'ave mamon v'nefesh tachas mamon v'nefesh. He doesn't explain why that's so. Why not say the same thing? We said nefesh tachas nefesh. I know, but I'm not sure why that is.
What's the problem?
One second. The answer might lie to understand me. What's Tosis's problem? Let me just say the following. Tosis assumes that neither makor, obviously lo yason, and even ayin tachas ayin, that drasha, which tells you, let's say, nefesh tachas nefesh, velo ayin v'nefesh tachas nefesh, neither drasha could teach you non-simultaneity, simultaneity of separate actions by mamon and nefashos. And therefore, since this is the makor that simultaneity is sometimes pata because of kamalei d'rabbamine, if it doesn't cover mamon v'nefesh, then achal truma and karashiran shachavero should be chayev mamon and misa bidei shemayim. Yet Ravashi is the one who says on daf lamed or lamed aleph that even karashiran shachavero is called the kamalei b'drabamine. It's two totally separate actions, but because they are simultaneous, you say kamalei b'drabamine.
But first, I thought over here, Rabbi is saying that ayin tachas ayin is the lima for hagla b'dever, simas in the hagla b'dever achim.
Right.
So that is the makor.
So Tosa says, according to that makor, you wouldn't know if you just did damage to the person's property and haraga. So I don't know why. I said when I first read this, I hadn't planned on doing this Tosas because he asked the question. I was aware that Tosas recognized the connection. So I'm not sure why Tosas came out. I think the answer may lie in reading another Tosas we're not going to do now, which is the previous Tosas.
So, the lima is very specific to ayin, you could say. It's ayin tachas ayin, lo ayin tachas ayin, meaning that...
Nefesh tachas nefesh, lo ayin v'nefesh tachas nefesh. The problem is that ayin...
You never pay for ayin if there's misa.
But why not? In other words, ayin is not. What does ayin stand for anyway? Normally,
ayin
mamon.
It doesn't mean to stand for anything.
Well, ayin means mamon for Chazal. Ayin
so
tachas ayin.
Ayin just could, as it's saying here, any damage is incurred at some time, and and there's also death. This could also be very specifically physical damages, as in to the person, and he ends up dying.
Okay.
There's no need to pay for it.
Okay, I don't want to get bogged down over this particular question. Something to work on, why Tosus thinks that you can't learn from it, but given that that's the case, Tosus then has that question. So he was aware, again, I think this is a crucial point, whether you like, you might very well reject Tosus's question. You might say it's perfectly consistent. Once you have this drasha, it fits with what Ravashi says, or Rashi fits perfectly.
Well, I think you have to have a question of, like, Ravashi has a makor.
What's that? Now Ravashi, yes, Ravashi now might have a, except Ravashi.
And I don't think he quoted this makor, right?
He doesn't quote a makor at all. So he just assumes it.
This would have been very important when we did this previously.
It's true, but I wasn't aware of it sufficiently.
Why didn't Tosus bring it up earlier? Why didn't, like?
Again, there's nothing that's. In other words, okay, I understand. Now we know.
We thought this was strange
that you have two things, and look, its truth is as Tosus, on some level point, I guess that's part of Tosus Kasha. It's not quite identical, right? In other words, when you put a guy's eye out and you're killing him, what you're really doing on some level, you're not actually doing any nezek. Why not?
Because it's sort of like,
because he's dead.
Yeah, it's like.
Right. In other words, a dead man with his eye gouged out or without his eye gouged out is worth the same thing. Doesn't make a difference. So it's, in other words, this is mitzad the onesh, not mitzad the compensation, in a certain sense. That we're not manish you one thing, but the mammon is compensation. So there, maybe you need a separate makor, right? So in other words, but I think the Gemara does highlight the fact that you really do need a source to tell us. It vindicates, at some level, our question. It vindicates our question. Okay. So that's that, Tosus. Let's... anyway, that's Tosus Avosimas Eino, and I think this provides a really nice explanation for the sugya. I'm a little satisfied with what I think was eventually pushing me towards, that I eventually got there. So, okay. Not your first suggestion, but it's your second suggestion. Let's turn back to Lamed Zayin. Thank you very much. Hello? What?
You say that the straw man sugya has no nafkamina halacha, like...
Well, I'm going to flip it around on you. What's a nafkamina halacha? Ignore what I said.
About kofar?
Yeah. We know what the din is. There's no kofar, period. By any mises. It's a sugya that we know the din, but they're trying to struggle for a makor for. There are a lot of sugyas that it's clear it's like that.
That they could have presented it more smoothly and more, like...
That's, Yaakov, what makes me suspect the existence of a sugya that we don't possess. Right, in other words, I won't give that answer. I'm not willing to give the answer. I mean, I can speculate. I hate speculation. I think speculation is a good thing. But I hate suggesting as your final answer speculation because it's nice to have evidence in front of you. Pieces of that sugya in different places and different contexts appear, but nothing that, as far as I know, that looks like this sugya. You can double check. But I've actually seen, I think, most of the parallels in one context or another. And I don't think that... They provide a solution to the problem. I don't think there's enough. The sugya Nachovel, I don't think provides a solution to the problem. I don't know if any of these, but you know, I didn't look up the sugya Narachin to see what goes on there. You know, let me take just a second to look and see. Taras, which is Arachin? Chaf Nida. Okay, where is my Bechor? Are they? Okay. I may be sitting in front here and then undoing everything I just said. So maybe yes, maybe. Because the Gemara quotes the Braisa, then quotes Chanina ben, then asks according to Chanina ben Akavi, who disagrees, Avedak Tanabe Yishmael, quotes Tanabe Yishmael, and just quotes it as it is. So that's a piece that exists. Again, it's not a sugya. It's a piece that exists elsewhere. It doesn't quite... I mean, I am Tom Alomar, Kol Chayrim. That's the end. So the truth is, that's a mini piece that does exist. The other parts, though, I don't think exist. You know, it's a careful gluing job together of different pieces at best. Right? But in other words, what you see from the sugya in Arachin is that in a sugya in which you're dealing with when you're dealing with just the issue of kofar, and it's not, that's not even the primary issue, the issue is kolcher, and what do you do with the pasuk? They end right there. They don't challenge, they don't ask him, you know, what do you do with lo sichu kofar lo nefesh rotzeach? Right? So that's not that, it's not that sugya. Right? I don't know if, again, I don't know if there's another sugya somewhere else that's an expanded form of that. So you can do a systematic check if you want tomorrow on Seder. It won't take you very long to see if anything turns out, but I don't think we get a hole. I don't think we get a hole. But I'd like to hypothesize that there exists such a thing. It would make it, I think, make more sense. But again, even if it's not, you can argue this is where somebody's created it because, he knows what the end point is. But okay. Food for thought. Tosos on the bottom, Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. It's a pretty straightforward Tosos. Danny, you read recently, right? I don't have to. If you want, you can read a little Tosos. You read the little one, then we'll pick on someone else. And Yaakov wants to be picked on, so. Chada v'malkos
imamon. Chada v'malkos imamon. Lal perashti, lama lo yali frasha rasha.
Right, so the kasha here is, why do you need two psukim to teach you kamlai b'drabim? One by mamon umalkos and one by misa. One by malkos and mamon, and one by, let's say, misa and mamon. So the Tosus earlier explained that the Xereshava Rasha Rasha is not a, you know, especially according to Rabbah, is not a universal Xereshava, meaning it's everybody has the Xereshava. What are some learned from the Xereshava Rasha Rasha? I don't know if everybody holds of it all the time. What do we learn from Rasha Rasha? We might learn that Malkus requires 23 Dayanim, not three Dayanim, which is a Machlokas. I don't know what else they learn, try to learn Rasha Rasha. But the bottom line is that Tosfos says for Rava, only certain kinds of dinim qualify to be learned Rasha Rasha, but not all dinim qualify. Fine. So now that's not our topic. Now, Tema. Go ahead. Okay. So the Gemara had wanted to use the Pasuk to teach you V'lo sichu kofer l'nefesh rotzeach avalatoch lokeach kofer L'rashe Evarim, so you can take kofar. You can't take it for killing someone, but for killing their limb, you can take kofar. So that's what the Gemara wanted the Darshan to know, that when you wound somebody, you cut off a limb, you don't actually get your limb cut off, but rather, you pay money. So the Gemara says, but you can't use Lo Sichu Kofar for that, because you need Lo Sichu Kofar to teach you that you're not allowed to take money from him and kill him at the same time. Meaning, you don't do Kamlei B'Drabim Minei. Umishani. So what's the question? Havalei lemeimar. Right. The Gemara's answer there is wrong. You don't use that to teach you that you don't kill someone and make them. You don't learn mamon and misa from kidei rishasa. Where do you learn mamon and misa from? Layason. So why does the Gemara quote the wrong pasuk? So v'yesh lomar. Okay. So there are going to be two possibilities in Tosfos here. Possibility one is that sugya made the same mistake as the Gemara did here. The Gemara here originally in the Havamina made the mistake and thought that Kedei Rish Aso was the Malkar for all of this, for Mamon and Misa, and the Gemara's answer is no. Kedei Rish Aso is for Malkus and Mamon, and Ason is for Misa and Mamon. But the Gemara, so now the obvious question that arises, still within the first answer, if that's the case, Vaha. So why doesn't the Gemara in Bava Kamma then ask the question that we asked here? In other words, that pasuk is Malkus and Mamon. You can't use Kedei Rish Aso to teach you Mamon and Misa because that's used for Malkus, Mamon and Malkus. And therefore, once again, the pasuk of Lo Sichu Kofer, could be necessary for Misa and Mamon and can't be used for Rashi Yevarim. Right, the Gemara was trying to say that you can use the pasuk at that point, that stage in the Gemara, you can use the pasuk of Lo Sichu Kofer to teach you that you pay for Rashi Evarim, you don't get killed. Because you don't need the pasuk to tell you kamei b'derabim minei by misa and mamon. Why? Because we learn kamei b'derabim minei misa mamon from kidei rishasel. The Tosa says. So the Gemara says, why did the Gemara ask? That's wrong. You can't learn mamon and misa from kidei rishasel. You learn mamon and misa already from ason. In which case, the Gemara should have just given the correct malkar. She had given the correct malkar, which was lo yason. Instead, it gave the wrong malkar of kedei rishasel, and it didn't bother to ask the question. Oh, but isn't kedei rishasel used for malchus and mamon? So why does the Gemara? What Tosfos says lo chash? All right. Now, right, the Gemara could have asked the kasha, but the Gemara would have gotten back to square one anyway. Why? Because the Gemara would have said, but that pasuk is by mamon and malchus, so you need lo sichu kofer for mamon and misa. The Gemara would have then responded, what? No, mamon and misa is learned from v'lo yason, and therefore from v'lo sichu kofer you can learn rashi evarim. Ultimately, what does the Gemara say? You can't learn rashi evarim from there. Why? Because what do you need the pasuk v'lo sichu kofer for? That you can't lo sishko mimenu mamona v'siftere, not v'siktele, but v'siftere. That you can't do pidyon. That's the first teretz Tosfos. What's the second teretz Tosfos?
Inami v'simna ba'alma nachdehata.
What does that mean? Let's remember what the kasha was. The kasha was the Gemara suggests that the makor for kamei b'derabine by mamon and misa is kidei rishasel, and that's wrong. It's not kidei rishasel. We know that the maskana is v'lo yason. So what does it mean l'simana ba'almanakat? What does that mean, Yaakov? Zach,
can you say?
So I think Tosfos says in a number of places in Shas that sometimes the Gemara quotes the wrong makar for something just because it's the common makar. Everybody sort of thinks that's the makar. It sounds a lot like it. So when you're not in the heat of the sugya, where it's not really your issue, the Gemara will quote the more popular makar more rather than the more accurate makar. What's that? But Kedei Rishasel...
It's
going
to be the more popular makar.
But Kedei Rishasel is so easy to say. Like, Kedei Rishasel...
Right, it's such a broad principle, right?
So easy to quote.
I think so.
The more popular makar is the one that's in the Mishnah.
No.
For sure knows the Mishnah.
Really?
No one knows Mishnayos.
Correct.
What?
I think that since the principle is more articulated by Kedei Rishasel... I think that's sort of Tosfos thinks. You don't have to agree with Tosfos, but I think Tosfos means he thinks that that's the shorthand equivalent.
Let's see, what's the shorthand of the sound again?
One second, I just want to see if Tosfos is there. Tosfos a rush? No. So I don't know, but I think that's what Tosfos means. You might, anyway, that's Tosfos' second answer. I think that's what he means by it. In other words, it's the shorthand version. That's all. I mean, look, the Gemara both here and Gemara here also made the mistake in thinking that was the makar. You know, when you ask a person, I'm willing to bet you. By the way, if I went to any of you or you came to me before we started learning the third parak in Ksubas and said, "What's the makar for kamei b'derabim that you don't give a person two punishments?" I would have said to you, "Kedei rishasa." That's what I would have said. I think so. I think that if you 9 out of 10 B'nai Beis Medrash surveyed when asked. Bar mitzvahs in the Tana Idiki Amoraic era, they were also learning Malkus to make a bar mitzvah. Okay, a bar mitzvah seem. All right. Anyway, so that's what I think Tosfos means there. Okay, fine. The top Tosfos. Thank you, Danny. Yaakov. Okay, So, remember, if you... Where do you get Malkos and Misa from? So Tosa said they both from Kedei Rishaso, because that parsha is about Malkos. So when you say you give a Malkos Kedei Rishaso, if you don't give a Malkos and something else, fine. Now what's the problem? The Afagav. What's the question? Now, what's the question? V'af al gav d'chsiv the samach le'arboim yaken lo yosef. What would the natural conclusion be of that fact, Zach?
Rabbi Yochanan uses that as a makor for why you get malchus over
malchus. You have to get malchus. You can't be done in a case where you don't get malchus.
Correct. In other words, you learn from that not only malchus the moment do you get malchus, but you'd also learn from that Malkus and Misa, you would get Malkus. Right? In other words, if I'm going to insist for the Chachamim that they learn both Dinim, Malkus and Mamon, Malkus and Misa from Kedei Rishaso, because it's the Parsha Malkus, well, what does the Parsha Malkus say? It says, Arba'im Yakenu Lo Yosef, you get Malkus. So that would mean then that if I do an Aveir with Malkus and Mamon, what's my punishment?
If I do
an
Aveir with Malkus and Mamon based on the simple reading of the text, it would be Malkus.
And if I do Malkus and Misa, what's my punishment?
Also Malkus.
But we know that's not true. We know that's not true. So why then do they darshan? Because he said that's his kashav. Afal gav the samel chayav bar miyakenu lo yosef. And the conclusion would have been that Malkus and Misa, you get Malkus. So Tosa says mikom
malkom.
By the way, that would have told you what the question was. Right. Okay, the Mishnah there says that a person is over aver sheish bo shnei misa spazdin, he's nidon b'chamura. So the Gemara says, so if I do an avera, let's say there is a woman who is my wife's daughter, and she's also a married woman to someone, and I have a relationship with her. So how many averas which involve misa do I violate? Isho bita, for which the punishment is sirefa, and I violate eshes ish, for which the punishment is chenek. So which one do I get? So the Mishnah says you get sirefa. Why? It's worse. It's the worse of the two. So the Gemara says pshita. What? Because I do an aver which involves two misas, I'm rewarded by getting the lesser misa. Why would you think that? Right. In other words, if I was Baal Bas Ishti alone, so I would get Sreifa. But if I'm Baal Bas Ishti, then I'll get Chenek. What's the Havamina? Eskure Iskar? Yeniskar? This is Lashon. Lefum Tzara Agra. Agar is the word for Schar in Aramaic. So Eskure Iskar means he is rewarded.
Oh, it's not like Iskar, and like maybe he makes a profit like Tagar is a merchant.
I don't think so.
It makes a lot more sense because it's an
ish
verb.
What's that?
It's an ish verb.
Of course it's an ish verb.
Yeah.
Did you take
Targum? Yeah,
no. Aramaic. What's that? It's Aramaic. Okay, fine. That's okay too. No, it's an ish verb. It's probably a contraction of itagur. It's probably itagure. Okay? So it's a Lashon, I assume it's a Lashon Agra. Okay. And then, so that's why Tosa says, you're right. The pasuk could have been read as such, but it can't be read as such. It can't be read as such because the outcome would be ridiculous. So you preserve the principle of kedei rishaso. The arba'im yakenu is when there's mamon, but when there's misa, so instead of the arba'im yakenu, you get misa because you don't want to reward a guy for being a double fiend. Now, afagav, last part of Tosos. Okay, so what's bothering Tosos?
Why we don't say that when Kula Hatam Mishum Dechas?
Well, when you have Mamon and Malkos, which do you give the guy? Oh, I'm sorry, what's that?
This is by Dr. Bechoma. Why do you say Bechoma?
Correct, that's what you have to add. It's by the cases of where you have, where the few cases that we say that Yimshalim Ve'Naloka, like Chovo Bechavero, like. What was the other one? I can't believe I'm blanking on this. Edim Zomim. So in those cases, isn't it again a chote niskar? It's a chote niskar. You get off the lighter punishment. So Tosha says, let's talk about the nechbal part. That's because the Rachmana, Torah had Rachmanis on the nechbal. Chas Rachmana al nechbal, because otherwise he's going to walk away. You wound him. We say we're going to give you Malkus. Why don't we want to make you pay Mamon? The answer is because we don't make you pay Mamon because we give you the more chomer punishment. We don't want you to be rewarded for having done this. So the answer is, in that case, we are afraid of the loss of the Nechbal. Zach?
Doesn't it seem like this is really, you could ask the Kasha of this guy here, because there's no way to, you're not being rewarded because you hit him. What, I mean, you, either way, whenever you do Chavala, you're gonna get Mamun and Malkus. They come together, except for when there's no Sharaputa.
No, but the assumption behind the fact that a Choval doesn't get both punishments is Kedei Rishasel.
Right. So he's not being rewarded. I mean, Riley said the Kasha of Yisrael is that he could have just slept with the Isho Bita, okay? But instead, he's gonna.
No, I don't think that's the issue. I think that it means that in a given case where there are, in other words, if you compare the guy who was Baal Isha Ubita versus the guy who was Baal Isha Beit Eishes Ish, the fact that he does a bigger Avera, it's not a question of his Kavana, shouldn't mean that he gets all of a sudden a lighter punishment. Doing a second Avera shouldn't somehow mitigate the severity of the first Avera and its punishment. So here the point is that Tosis is saying that now that we know that I can't give you Malkus and Misa, I'm going to give you Misa because to give you Malkus would be to reward you. Right? In other words, for there being...
Because you did even...
Because there's not only Misa, but there's Malkus involved.
Your Avera was worse because you did... Two Averos. And now...
Correct. We're not going to say that on the Misa ground, well, we can't give you the Misa because you didn't have Eresh Malkus. You're tiny that here, it's the one thing. It's the one thing. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I think that all Tosis is observing is that this, the logic of the Torah, when it has to choose one or the other... One or the other in giving you what we would consider the less severe one seems to run contrary to the principle of Iskuri Iskar. Not we're doing it. In other words, we're not deciding. It's clear the Torah says you're chayiv to pay. Right? There's less man de polig on that a chovel pays and doesn't get malchus. But the question is, doesn't that din seem run contrary to the lesson that we normally would expect?
I think that's what Iskuri Iskar was doing. That's the lesson of Kim Levi Rabbi, and you give him a higher punishment.
Correct. So you're saying it doesn't work quite the same way here.
I was to mean that, like we're going
to
reward.
No, but Tosis is saying sometimes you see the Torah chooses to give you the lesser punishment. So who says that we should automatically respond? Because remember, what is the basis of saying here that you give the guy Misa? That's a Svara. It's a Svara Be'alma, Iskure Iskar. So Tosis is saying, well, the Torah seems to contradict that Svara. Right. In other words, when the Torah doesn't say anything, well, Svara is a very powerful thing. There's a sometimes the Gemara says, "Kro lamali Svarahi." You don't need a pasuk because you can figure out mi Svara. So if that's the case, I would say that the Svara of Iskure Iskar, it's one thing to have a Svara when the pasuk doesn't say one way or the other, but when the pasuk says something, that teaches you the way you're supposed to think. So the fact that a nechbal pays and doesn't get malchus would suggest that iskuri iskar is not a concern the Torah has. That's not a svara. That's not a basis on which to decide. Tosha says, no, it is. It's just that by the case of nechbal, it's not that we would in principle have given you the more severe punishment, but that means then the nechbal is going to be out. His money, his doctor's bills, his this, his that, and his other thing. Tosha's number... Yes.
Is there a good reason why Rene would not say the same thing that Kedei Rishas was mashed from both
Well, because Ramer would say that the pasuk is only talking about Malkus.
Why would he?
Because it's even the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon themselves say, right? V'lo yason teaches you Misa Mamon. Kedei Rishaso teaches you Malkus and.
Right. So why would Rabbi Meir not say?
So he says Malkus and Mamon. So the question is, for Rabbi Meir,
is there a good reason why Rabbi Meir would read this? If he's starting with the pasuk, he's not starting with his din that he holds that you can be lohi mashalim. He's starting with the pasuk. Why is this pasuk not mashma to him the way it is in the Rabbah?
Doesn't the Gemara Makos ask that question? Look in the Sugya Makos on the Dalet, I think the Gemara addresses that question. What does Rabbi Meir do with Kidei Rosh Hashana? I forget. I think they asked that question. The end of Dalet Amud Beis. Okay. Next Tosfos. Yaakov, you still get you're still on Tosfos duty.
The Achar Kach Nimsa Horeg.
By the, oh, it's Akiva? Where's Akiva? Did you have a chance to look further? No, okay. Alright. Go ahead. Beperish HaKuntras. Beperish HaKumish. Beperish HaKumish. Beperish HaKuntras. So I just tell you what Akiva mentioned to me. I didn't look. But apparently in the Chumashim, they print the source for Rashi as being Gemara Sota on the Atot Vayar Damaraki. Right, Rashi writes, Magid Shem Nimsa Ahuri Gachash Nisarfa Egelav Ezei Harib Huwa Yashar Bein Hashem. There's nothing in this Chumash, but he said that in the, what, Art School Chumash? The Stone Chumash? No, no Stone Chumash, is there? No. They print the source as Sota Daf Mem Zayin, or whatever it is. But in that Gemara there, in the Gemara in Sota, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, Tana Rabbanon, Minayin, Shimnerfa, Eglavacha, Kachdimsa, Hore, Shain, Poteris, Oso, Talmalomar, Vala Oritz, Lechupar, Ladamasha, Shupachbo, Ki Im, Pedam, Shav, Cho. Okay. Same as here. Vala Oritz, Lechupar, Ladamasha, Shabaki, Medam, Shav, Cho. Doesn't say about Totavara, Damanaki. So anyway, so Tosa says that he quotes, Rashi quotes the Joshua and Tavad HaMaki, but V'loi Yinkan, Umihu
Umihu Yishal Kain Perisho V'hach Sugya Deshva Devokim V'achat Be'er V'hachish Shofei Damim La'egla Arufah
Asya Kaman Damar Echamur. The Gemara says, let me explain to you briefly what the Gemara says. And this, by the way, is relevant. Well, we don't. The Muchach okay. V'achar kach nimtza hori. All right, so let me explain here. The Gemara there wants to know, how do you know? It's there are two neragim. There's rotzeach and there's yiranidachas. How do you know yiranidachas? Torah says, "Hakeis hakeis yeshvei here lefi charef." How about egla? How about rotzeach? So the Gemara says, because the drasha I quoted yesterday, "Nakom yino came by an eved, by murdering an eved, and v'hevisei alechem cherev no kemes nekambris." So then the Gemara says, "Ah, so how do you know a ben chorin? That's only if you kill an eved kanani. If you kill a ben chorin, how do you know that you get hereg?" So the Gemara says you learn from an Eved Kanani. It's a Kal v'chomer. If an killing an Eved Kanani, you get a hereg. So then certainly for killing a Ben Chorin. So the Gemara says, Hanicha, if you say that hereg is chomer than chenek. So then it's logical to assume that you give the I guess, more severe, that you can't argue that you give chenek to a rotzeach of a ben chorin, because chenek would be more kal. That would be, as the Gemara would say, but that would be rewarding the guy for killing a ben chorin. So then, if that's the case, you don't need, then you can basically learn it from Eved. It's a kal v'chomer. For killing an Eved, you get hereg, certainly for killing a ben chorin. But if you hold that chenek is chomer mehereg, then it's possible to say that maybe you should have to bump up the misa of a horeg ben chorin up to the level of chenek. That's what the Gemara says. And what's the answer to that for the Gemara? This drasha, v'ata tevar adam anakim becha, hukshu kol shovchei damen la'eg la'arufa, because both an Eved Kanani who's killed and a ben chorin who's killed is dam naki. So therefore, all the dam naki is compared to eg la'arufa, just like an eg la'arufa you kill, you know, from the neck, so too you kill a murderer from the neck of all murderer of all stripes. That's where the Gemara basically goes with this. So Tosfos just says that sugya, if you hold that chenek is more chamor than, if you hold that hereg is chamor from chenek, so then you don't need the pasuk of ateh tevar damanaki to teach you that. You don't need that pasuk to teach you that hukshu kol shofchei damim zelazeh, and that you give chenek even to some hereg, someone who kills a ben chorin. Instead, you need that pasuk. That pasuk teaches you that if the nimsa horeg, we kill him anyway, even though nerfa egla, we still kill the horeg and we find him. But then, of course, you're left with the question. Tosa says, what do you do with the pasuk of v'la'aretz le'yichupar? So that's what Tosa says at the end. There's a different drasha from that. You bring an egg la'rufa even if Yom Kippur has passed over. Why would you think that you wouldn't bring an egg la'rufa if Yom Kippur has passed since the time that the murderer was murdered, body was found? What? On what? What? On? Really? Okay.
On what you were forbidden for by a fellow man, which is if that's the assumption of what? If the egg la'rufa ceremony does that. If the Egla ceremony is giving you any sort of kapara, then you assume that you need Yom Kippur, right?
So if I eat chaylev on Tzom Gedalia, and by mistake, and then I don't bring a chatas and Yom Kippur passes, do I have to bring a carbon after Yom Kippur?
You do, but it depends on.
There's only one carbon that Yom Kippur does away with the obligation of, and that is an Asham Talui. The Gemara tells the story, I think, of Bava ben there is a machlokas, Reb Lezer and the Chachamim, and I think the Mishnayos Me'ila, whether or not you can bring an Asham Talui, just out of fear that maybe you violated a Aveira. We assume normally, we Paskin, you only bring an Asham Talui when you did something and there was Vadai Ischazik Ikva Isura, there was Isur there, there were two slices there, one was Chaylev, one was Shuman, one of them you don't know which one. If you had only one slice, we Paskin, and you don't know if it was a Safek Chel Shuman, we Paskin, you don't bring an Asham Talui. We don't bring Asham Talui. So we hold that to bring an Asham Talui, you can't volunteer an Asham Talui al v'smach that, oh, maybe I did an Aveira. We assume they see something concrete. But apparently Rabbi Eliezer held that you can be no David Asham Talui, so they tell the story, I think, of Bava Membuta, maybe, who used to bring a carbon Asham Talui every day, because he was, he was Ashrei Adam Mefachei Tamid. But I think they say on Motzei Yom Kippur, they discouraged him from doing so, because any Aveira he would have done, so Yom Kippur would have done away with the Chiyuv of the Asham Talui. That's the whole point of this drasha here, that something whose kapara is only Misafek, that when you determine later what the facts were, if the Aveira took place, you have to bring a Karban Chatas. That's the rule. If I bring an Asham Talui, and then later someone comes forward to clarify that I ate Chaylev, I have to bring a Chatas. That's the makar for a general Musar, which they like to say that Safek is worse than Vadai. Safek is worse than Vadai, because when you know you did something wrong, so there's a chance you'll do tshuva. But when you're not sure, it's easy to rationalize it away. And that's why the Torah is more machmir. By Safek, you bring an expensive asham. An asham is at least 2 slime, minimum. Chatas is a bastanka. You could pay pennies to get a chatas, however cheap it is. There's a minimum price for an asham. So when you have an asham talo, you'd be better off just spending, okay, I'll assume I did it, bring a chatas. No. Can't do that. You have to bring an asham talo. But if you find out later that you in fact violated the Aveira Bevadai, Beshogeg, obviously, then you bring a carbon chatas. Yom Kippur is not mechaper. So the purpose of Nashem Tanoi is only b'makom safek l'chaper until it's mizbarei b'vaday. The same thing is true in principle about an egla rufa words. What does an egla rufa do? It's a kapara mitorah safek. Once the rotzeach is found, if we know who the rotzeach, if we find the body in the middle of nowhere, but we know who the rotzeach is, we don't perform an egla rufa ceremony. It's only if we don't know. So in effect, it looks like it's a kapara ala safek. Therefore, I would have said, if Yom Kippur passes by, you don't bring an egla rufa. So that tells you, you don't need it to teach you the din of killing the Rotzeach later, it tells you that you still bring an Egla Rufa after Yom Kippur, because the only way to achieve Kapara for murder is through Shvichos Damim of the Egla or of the Rotzeach. I know, it's not Shvichos Damim, but killing. You can only atone for killing by killing. Yes, Zach.
The point that I came, we learn out that you are using a sword.
Correct.
And
for the Enevet's killer.
For
the killer of an Enevet Kanani.
Right. And for the Hekish we have here, Shichas Damim, you learn out it's by the Tzava. Doesn't sound like the same Drush.
I'm sorry, by the by what? The what's the
here we're learning out that the what's the Lash name?
Hokshu kol
amin. Does that mean sire?
Yeah,
does
yeah.
That mean sire? Why can't you learn a book? Why can't you learn a mekum? You're not going to use a sword. And there's hegish to be that you kill him, you know, from the neck instead of samurai.
So, again, oreif, the pashtus in oreif, is that you chop the head off. That's what you do with a sword.
Right, so you...
You learn from if hukshu kol haratzchonim to egla rufa, it means you cut the head off, and the only way to do that is with a sword. The Gemara has a question: how do you know? You know, you would have thought that they would be from behind. Gemara, well, you don't. That you don't. That it's different by a person.
Right. So now you're saying that if you learn the hekesh of shochei damim, you don't need the pasuk to come back in. No.
If you learn the Hekesh from Shovchei Damim, you don't have the Pasuk of Yat. All you learn from the Nekumim Yinokim is that an Eved's Misa, the Misa for killing an Eved is Chereb, but you don't, you, in other words, oh, you mean, what do you do in the Nekumim Yinokim now? You don't need it.
That's the point.
So the answer, no. It's quite Adarabba. The point is, if you can use Nakom Yinokim to teach you Misa of an Eved, and from the Misa of an Eved you can learn to the Misa of Ben Chorin, then Vatotavara Damanaki Bumps Kastranius. You're asking the Kashas, what's that?
The problem is that it's both.
What's both?
If you're the man who says you learn from Nakom Yinokim, so when you learn that, then you don't need to say that the Hekesh of Shochei Damim.
But if you learn, if you need
the
Hekesh of
Shochei Damim, then you don't learn Nakom Yinokim.
Correct. So you're asking, what do you need with Nakom? What do you do with Nakom Yinokim? Is a separate question.
No.
Your question is now Nakom Yinokim is extraneous.
Well, but if you're the other mind Amar, then this Hekesh is extraneous. Meaning, which one is the actual extraneous one? Which one should you learn first? Are these?
Well, no. The bottom line is that if you're. The point is, Nakom Yinokim, you don't necessarily have to learn from the Pasuk and the Tochacha. So, again, I don't know why they darish in one Pasuk versus the other, but apparently, if you're looking for a makar for killing a Rotzeach of a Ben Chorin, Becherev, you have to, and Cherek is more Chamor. Then hereg, then you need to have a makar outside of the Eved case.
So really, everyone would learn Nakom Yinokim first. But if
right.
You can't be Kavachomer, then you have to learn Shochei.
Correct. And now you can ask, what are you doing Nakom Yinokim? Now, just I want to clarify one question that I didn't state clearly before. I understand why. Why is it? The Gemara's assumption is that if chenek is more severe than hereg, why is it that you need a pasuk to teach you that you can't learn from Evet to a ben chorin? If you can give a guy cherev for killing an Evet and chenek is more chamor, you certainly can give the guy cherev for killing a ben chorin. That's the lowest possible punishment. There's nothing lower than that. Why does the Gemara assume that if chenek is more chamor than hereg, why does the Gemara assume that without a pasuk you would give the rotzeach of a ben chorin chenek and not hereg? If anything, tafasta merubalo tafasta.
No, you can't. There's nothing telling you what to give a ben chorin.
And therefore, so what? But how do you know hereg or chenek? No, there's thank you. That's what I wanted someone to say. Stam misa mor b'toras chenek. So when the Torah doesn't tell you what the punishment is for rotzeach, it just says you must, doesn't tell you which form of death, the default option is chenek. But if you know that the horeg of an Eved Kanani gets hereg, that we know, we're going to learn, if we need to, nakom yinakem, if chenek is a less severe punishment, it's inconceivable that the Torah is punishing him less severely. If chenek were the more severe punishment, then the logical thing to do would be to say, stam misa umar batara chenek. That's why you need, then, only if chenek is more chamor than hereg, do you need a separate marker to tell you that a ben chorin gets hereg, right? It's not that without a makar, whatever you get for killing an eved, you bump it up one for a killing a ben chorin. Because if that were the case, according to the man da amar, cherev is more chomer than chenek. What punishment should you give a rotzeach of a ben chorin? Sreifa, because it's a one bump. The answer is, of course you don't bump a person up. Why? Because that's the principle of dayo. On its own, without this principle, stam misa mor b'toras chenek, if I tell you that hereg is the least severe of the punishments, if you kill a ben chorin, an eved, you get hereg, what punishment should you get if you kill a ben chorin in the absence of another source? Also hereg. Maybe you deserve worse, but dayo laban min adin lios kanadon. Right, and as you can't know, it's possible that you deserve only 1.1, and maybe hereg is too big. Maybe hereg is one, chenek is two, and all I know is that a killer of a ben chorin deserves at least as bad a punishment as the killer of a eved. However, in this particular case, the reason why the Gemara says you'd bump it up to chenek. Is because stam misa ha'amura b'toras chenek. Therefore, if the Torah doesn't tell you what the punishment of a killer of a free person is, and you know that the killer of an eved gets hereg, so if hereg is more chamer than chenek, which is the stam misa, even though the Torah doesn't say it, you can learn it from eved that you at least get hereg. But if chenek is more chamer, then without another source, we're going to give the rotzeach of a ben chorin chenek because stam misa ha'amura b'toras chenek, and don't use eved as your model. Because a stam rotzeach of a chorin presumably is worse than a rotzeach of an eved. Mati.
So I feel like you don't need a egla rufa thing to tell you sayach because don't we have yirhan dachas with the chorin?
Yeah, but that's all oved avodah zarah as part of a public community. Yirhan dachas is avodah zarah, not rotzicha. That's fine. Okay. You're allowed 1 out of 1,000 kashas to be a klutz kasha. You know, 999 very good questions and comments. So. Okay. All right. One last tosos, which I know if I asked you to prepare, but it's just a fun one. I didn't understand this tosos. I mentioned shir. Bror lo misa yofa. Is there a... This down the movie... There's such thing. The movie's a beautiful mind, right?
Yeah. Yes.
That'd be good for Purim Spiel, a beautiful death.
Okay. I'll speak to the board.
Okay. As long as you bring that in.
Supposedly, like...
There are much better...
This opportunity now, someone just showed me a recording of how Rabbi Ezra Schwartz, in the middle of a shir, also went off tangent, and started listing a bunch of jokes that he had come up with that he wanted to be in the Spiel.
I'm not giving you the raid on the spiel. Unfortunately, there's much to make fun of in this year's Purim spiel, but Hamevin Yavin. But Bror lo misa yofa. So Toaster says, Yaakov, if you're reading, or if not, even if you aren't, finish the honors. Bror lo misa yofa. That's an unbelievable Toaster. In other words, we need two hints to what hereg is. One is we need to learn from Egla Rufa that it's by the neck. Two is that we have to learn that it's not with a kofetz, Mimul Orpo like a animal, but rather with a little dignity. You know, we chop your head off from the front. Okay. So Tosa says, ah, but if you didn't have Bror Lo Misa Yafa, even though you know it's Min HaTzavor, in other words, no, if you only had Bror Lo Misa Yafa without the limud from Egla Rufa that has to be Min HaTzavor, you could have stabbed them in the heart. That apparently would have been equal Misa Yafa. I don't know, but it seems to me it would seem to be more painful and more barbaric of stabbing him in the heart than just chopping his head off in one fell swoop.
What qualifies Misa Yafa, though?
Also, we don't chop. We do this really nasty, like, slit, don't we?
Yeah, you die pretty quickly.
Yeah,
slitting
motion.
It's instant dead.
Instead of the...
Yeah, of slow death and all the blood gurgling out.
All the movies that I've seen, basically how American ratings would go, if you got stabbed... That's like a PG-13. But if the second you get a throat slitting...
Are you in perm mode already?
You already get to R.
Okay.
That's just a true thing.
I can't...
Sweeney Todd is a rated R movie only because it keeps going like that.
Okay. So apparently Tosus is masking with you. He agrees with the ratings. Okay?
PG-13, so it's okay.
Yes, Purim has come early. Mati.
I think in Sanhedrin we see that they also have a concept of the... We care somewhat what happens to the body, so I think decapitation is considered. What Tosfos is working with is that maybe the heart would be better, because then you know
the body's intact. Yeah, okay.
Have a thing where, like, why don't we just push the guy in Skiba loud and we push him off like a 50-story tall building? Because then there's too much body left, so they care about that.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough. I'm sorry, then.
Who suggested knocking you? What would seem to be the best solution for keeping the body intact would be Rabbi Yehuda's suggestion of just smashing the back of your head. Hammer, but you don't make an incision, but we see that, like, that's in the Rabbanan's position, at least, that's the worst possible death you could have.
I'm just getting nauseous now, so we'll stop here. Okay, so.